I lived in Sudbury, Ontario, until sometime about, I think it was 1987 that I moved away. And I've had a few experiences with UFOs, with sighting UFOs, and I'll relate a couple of them to you. The first one, I think, was sometimes in the early 80s probably. A friend of mine and I had just returned to my apartment after having a coffee. It was around 10 p.m. and it was pitch black outside. The building I lived in was located in Sudbury, Ontario on Cartier Avenue. My apartment had a private entrance and was on the ground floor facing north or the front of the building. The door into my apartment was situated approximately 15 feet from the front of the, on the east side of the building. On the west side, approximately 500 feet from the building, loomed a hill composed of rock. We used to call it a mountain, but after I moved out west, I changed my perception. Anyways, as my friend and I looked in its direction, we saw a circle of bright light, about the size of a basketball. It was a white light and was totally contained. When I asked my friend what it was, he answered it was a UFO and quickly said he would go and get the kids. I remained watching it while he ran the 15 feet to the door, opened it, and called to them. I stood there for a few seconds. In the few seconds that it took him to go, I watched the globe move upward in a 45-degree angle. It seemed to jettison three times, and each time changing color. Within seconds, it was high in the east side of the sky, looking like a star. Just a little dot, like a star. Unfortunately, none of them enjoyed the phenomena as I had. So, as I said, it only took a couple of seconds to go that distance. The second experience I had took place years ago in Sudbury. I believe it was in 1975. The nurses from the General Hospital, which, was, by the way, was located on the shore of Ramsey Lake, had called the newspaper to inform them that they had witnessed a similar globe hovering over the water. It had happened around shift change time at about 11:30. It also happens several times from what I've heard. I told my friend, well, if it happens two nights, maybe it will happen three nights. Let's go and see. That night, we sat directly across the water from the hospital at a lookout site from about 11 p.m. on. My friend fell asleep, but I kept awake. Sure enough, at approximately 11:30 at night, the globe shot across the horizon from east to west at a phenomenal speed. If it had gone any faster, I wouldn't be able to see it. It took no longer than 1 or 2 seconds. I couldn't believe it. So anyways, that was my second experience. The third experience was the most dramatic. My girlfriend and I were driving home from after seeing a show, so it would have to have been around midnight. At that time, I lived by the sanatorium, so we were driving along Ramsey Lake Road. I believe this was the early 70s. We could both see a globe of light over the water through the trees as we drove. Again, it was about the size of a basketball. When I got to the spot in front of the university where the road runs along the water and there's no obstruction from trees, I pulled over and stopped. We had a clear view of the lake and of the globe of light. Suddenly, at the far east, I spotted an airplane slowly moving from the south and obviously going to the airport that was located north of us. Because of its distance and the speed that it was moving, it took a while before it had crossed the lake. Without warning, the globe that was over the water shot over to the airplane in seconds and hovered over it. I just gasped. I was really sore. I felt sorry for the pilot, but you know, he must have been absolutely horrified. But since then, I have learned that all the pilots have seen UFOs, and this information came from a very good source. It remained over the plane for a minute or two, as though bored with the whole procedure, shot up into the sky once again at a 45-degree angle, then stopped. We sat there for perhaps 10 or 15 minutes watching it, then left. I remember thinking that if anyone looked up in the sky, they would think that it was another star, but I knew better. I've also had seen some erratic movements of tiny lights in the sky and know that they are not stars or planets or satellites. Again, I know better. There's another experience that I believe that I should tell you about. And this is not, this is the sighting of the fourth kind, I guess, because this is one of the beings. It took place in the 1950s. I was only 16 years old. And at that time, no one spoke of UFOs. No one spoke of any of this type of stuff. I didn't even know what a UFO was. I was walking along the railroad tracks going towards the high school. And I had arrived, oh, probably just, well, off to the right there was a restaurant and also a bus stand. And it used to service the city. And anyways, I was going north. I was going towards the high school. And all of a sudden, about a good half a block or more than half a block away, this gentleman was walking towards me, and he had to be 7 feet tall. Now, back in the 60s, 50s, rather, there were no men that tall. I mean, you were lucky to see somebody 6 foot two. When I watched him, he seemed to be having trouble walking. It wasn't that he was sick. He seemed to be having trouble with gravity. This is what I thought. You're having trouble with gravity. So I thought, clear as a bell, you are not from this planet. You're from Earth. You're from another planet. When the two of us had exchanged places, and I was standing where he had stood, and he was standing where I had thought the thought, all of a sudden, I stopped dead in my tracks. I couldn't move. I looked beside me. There was another gentleman walking the same way I was going, and he stopped dead in his tracks. The two of us looked at each other, petrified, and then we were forced to turn around and look at this gentleman. When I turned around, there he was, turned completely around, facing us, this tall, tall gentleman staring at us. Well, I was frightened. I mean, I was young. I had never even heard of anything like this happening. The other gentleman, he was also frightened, and the tall gentleman seemed to focus on the other, on the man first. And then after satisfied, he let the man go. The man then could move, and he became concerned with me, about me, and he said, are you okay? And I said, no, but I never took my eyes off the gentleman standing down in front of me. Then he repeated again, do you know that man? And I said, no. And then finally I became angry with him and said, let me go. You know, leave me alone. Now, I was not that type of a person. I would not say that to an adult, not back in the 50s, not at 16 years old. So the man just walked away and left us alone. There I am, standing looking at this gentleman. So the man looked at me for a few minutes, and I looked at him, and then all of a sudden it dawned on me, and I said, thought, clear as a bell, you mean what I thought is true? Slowly, his head very distinctly went up and down in a very distinct nod. Well, my brain, unable to assimilate all of this, just started going wing, 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 like a, you know, like it was like an electric system going out of control. He looked very concerned, and he looked at me very seriously, compassionately, and then I stopped. I seemed to, you know, everything went okay. And I'm sure he left me with a post-hypnotic suggestion. I feel it was, when you're able to assimilate this, you'll remember it. Until then, you don't talk about it and keep it to yourself, and you know, until you can assimilate it. So anyways, I went to school. I remembered it, but it was in the back of my mind, and I never did talk about it until later and think about it until I could face it, until it didn't frighten me. And I mean, I remembered every little move that we had made. Now, I told my hairdresser about it, and years later, she was fascinated because she had seen UFOs herself out in Copper Cliff. She lived by the tall smokestack. So anyways, years later, I went in to see her, and she said, Pat, guess what? She said, I just had a client in, and she had exactly the same experience that you had. I said, you're kidding. And she said, no, she had exactly the same experience. So anyways, I guess that's probably about the end that I can think of right now. If I think of anything else, I can get back to you. Okay? Thanks a lot.